Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chofei Amad Aleph, at the second Mishnah of Halacha Vav. Ein oistin kli tachas aner lekabel b'yes ha-shemen, or you not put a utensil under a candle to catch dripping oil. If one put a kli there from before Shabbos, it's permitted. Einu usim emenu l'fisha'ena min ha-mukhan. Or you not benefit from the oil because it's not prepared for use on Shabbos, meaning it's mukhan. The Gemara says, "If Chagai boy cover mevodjoyim v'nisvada le'mechashach sheicha." And Chagai asked the question: If a lamp extinguished during the day and he found that after dark, is what oil considered prepared? If a bow cover b'Shabbos v'nisvada le'mechashach sheicha, the Talmidim asked that if a lamp extinguished on Shabbos and he found that on the following Shabbos, is what oil considered prepared? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, le'enech adavishu le'enai ve'enai be'echanai, and adavet echad ve'uvad. Yechon answers that there's only one matter that's intact, means ready for use, and is not considered mukhan. We're going to say what it is later. The Blazer asked, well, oil in the lamp burning at the beginning of Shabbos is intact, and it's not mukhan. Yechon answered, from the beginning he put it there so it will be consumed in the lamp. His action shows that he did not intend to use it on Shabbos. Ishlokish asked, what about wheat kernels that he planted? They're intact, and surely you agree that they are not mukhan. Yochanan said that from the beginning he put them there that they will be finished, means they'll decompose and sprout in the land. Eggs on which he sat a hen for the sake of getting chicks are intact, and they are not mukha. From the beginning he put them there so they will become chicks. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what about decorations of sukkah which are intact and they are not mukha? The answer is they're different because Rav Mori said in the name of Rav Yossi that all 7 days they are bottled to the sukkah and afterwards they are mukhan. Tafs in which one did hatmana that became scattered are intact and they're not mukhan. Here, in Tafs, Kelim, they are mukhan only if he showed that he intends to use them for heta. What was said there means the Yochanan's general rule is for food. Esav Rivinasa, Hari Muksa, Sheyovash, Veloy, Sheyoda, Boy, Hari Huba, Inove, Inove, Chonai. Rivinasa asked, what about Muksa, which was figs and grapes that he put on the roof to dry, that became dry before Shabbos, and he didn't know that they're dry. They're intact, and they're not mukhan. And the Gemara gives the same answer as before, Hachsa bekelim umad itzma taman ba'ochlim. Meaning, we've already answered that the Rabbi Yochanan's rule is dafka about food and not about kelim, so therefore, it has to be therefore that Rabbi Yochanan, when he spoke about food, there was one thing that even though it's roila achila, it's edible, it's also because it's muksa, that is referring to drying figs and grapes. If they dried before Shabbos and the owner didn't know that since he has pushed them away with his own hands, they're considered muksa. This follows the understanding of the Pnei Meir.